Thank you for joining Minot Today. I'm Bob Timm, and I'm here with my best friend, Jerry Cope. Say hello, Jerry.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We had such a great visit yesterday that I thought it would be a good one to put on the air. So here we go. Now, Jerry is retired, so he lives in Arizona in the winter, and he and I were talking about his experience of dining while on the road. I myself always look for the cheapest place to eat, the McDonald's, the Hardee's, and whatever, but Jerry does the opposite. You look for the best dining places to make the trip the best experience. How do you find these restaurants, Jerry?
Well, I have an interest in reading a fair number of travel magazines. Like Big Sky Journal, New Mexico, Arizona Highways, Phoenix Magazine. Also, newspaper reviews. There are some major newspapers that have reviews. I read Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins from the Food Network. And Arizona PBS has a good program on restaurants in Phoenix. And then I get referrals from people. In fact, yesterday I got 3 referrals. So many of these restaurants are off the beaten path, too. And they have to have a 4.5 rating or better most of the time. So they have to be really good.
And I assume that 4.5 is out of 5.
Out of 5, right.
Yeah. So tell us, now I have to also interject here that you are an international traveler. You just got back from Germany. So that may come up in our visit here. But what would you say is the most memorable restaurant visit that you can think of?
Well, the one that comes up the most is Ruth's Diner in Salt Lake City. It's up on the Immigrant Canyon. And there's the canyon walls on both sides with this 2-lane highway. And Ruth's Diner is in a trolley car. It's been added on a little bit, but it was established in 1930, and it is the second oldest restaurant in Utah. And what I ate there, which people say, oh, that doesn't sound very good, it's Ruth's meatloaf, which has a seasoning that's to kill for, and then Ruth's peach and blueberry cobbler. And it was a great place. It was in a neat location, so I totally enjoyed being there.
So which one of those travel magazines did you find Ruth in, and what was the rating on Ruth's?
I found Ruth's on Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins, and it was rated above a 4.5, and it was consistently rated high, and the written reviews on it were just awesome.
And we talked about that yesterday, too. I had not heard of Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. And you said people can find that on the Food Network.
Right. It's broadcast on the Food Network, and you can search it on the internet, and it'll come up, and you can see where these different places are throughout the United States that they feature.
Now, another aspect of dining, of course, is the size of portions. I have been able to push myself away from the table for the last year, and I've lost 30 pounds. But still, it's always fun to find a place where they serve you a meal that you can eat one or two more times after that. What would you say was the place with the largest portions?
The largest portions was Smokin' Joe's Rib Ranch in Davis, Oklahoma. And I ordered a 3-meat meal, thinking I'd get small portions. It was $17.50, and when I got my plate, I had a big rack, half rack of ribs, and it was a big half rack. I had a big pork loin, and I had a half a chicken. Needless to say, I didn't get it all eaten. We took it home to my sister's place, and we had one meal, and my brother-in-law still had chicken to take to work the next day.
So I'm assuming their plates are the size of a turkey platter.
It was a pretty good size plate, right. It was big.
And piled high. Uh-huh. Well, again, being a world traveler, I'm sure you've run into some pretty unique restaurants in your travels. What would you say was the most unique one?
Well, the one that stands out is Sherman's Deli and Bakery in Palm Springs, California. And it's like a New York deli, And they have over 50 different types of sandwiches on the menu. And the sandwiches are huge. And the one I had there that one day was the generous serving of corned beef made into a sandwich with two thick grated potato pancakes in substitute for the bread. So you have it was absolutely delicious, and it had lots of calories in it. It was something to remember. I never forget that one.
That really sounds good, potato pancakes. You know, I don't remember. Yeah, I guess you and I have had breakfast together before, but when I order hash browns, I say I'd like a plate of butter with some hash browns floating in it.
But these pancakes were thick. I would imagine they were close to just about a half inch thick, each one of them. So you had a lot of potatoes in that sandwich.
Wow, I guess. So that would probably be another one where you bring something home.
Definitely.
Where are you going on your trip to South? Okay, I'm having trouble with that one.
Well, I'm going through Montana, and I'm stopping at the Wildflower Kitchen in Absaraki, Montana. And I got that information from the Big Sky Journal last month. And it's about 16 miles off the interstate south of Columbus, Montana, which is a very scenic area. And just to give an example, I'm thinking about having this. It's a seared rainbow trout, lemon almond quinoa salad, butternut squash corn, and almond maple chutney for $14. It just sounds so delicious. You'd think that was going to go for $25 to $30.
Yeah, that really sounds like a bargain. And I love squash. We did grow squash in our garden for the first time this year. We had acorn squash, and it was wonderful. It was just wonderful.
It's delicious with a good meal like that. Now, go ahead.
Obviously, a winter home down south, you've probably driven this route before. And so when I'm looking at Absaraki, Montana, have you passed through it before?
I didn't even know it existed. I passed through Columbus, but never through Absaraki. It's a new one for me.
Okay, so the quality of restaurants can change your travel plan.
Right. I'm not going straight through on the interstate. I have to take a 16-mile south journey and then come 16 miles back to get to my hotel for the night.
Well, again, that sounds cool. I mean, I've just never thought about doing that. Usually my travel plans are the absolute shortest route, the cheapest restaurant, and I can see where this would be so much more enjoyable to dine your way to your destination.
Right, and you can find most of these restaurants, they have something unique on their menu or they have a unique menu, but many of them have a very reasonable price. And there's a few that I've gone to that are more expensive, but they were worth the journey.
And on this trip south, obviously, you're going to eat sometime after Absaraki, Montana. What's your next dining stop?
And my next stop is Sandy, Utah, and I'm going to stop at the Tin Roof Grill, and they are known for their white bean and grilled steak pizza.
Wow.
Which is unique. And they were on Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. They're also known for their cheesecake, but I don't know if I want that many calories. And then I have a selection of about five for the Las Vegas area, which I haven't come to any conclusion of what I'm going to do there when I visit my friend.
Well, you and I usually meet every Friday and have pizza.
Right.
And if this pizza is as fabulous as they say, this white bean and grilled steak pizza, you might have to preserve a piece so we can bring it back to our favorite pizzeria and say, analyze this. We want to see it on the menu from now on.
Right. I'll write a review on my text messaging.
Yeah, that sounds good. As a head librarian, retired, you know how to do the research.
Definitely. And it's a lot of fun. And sometimes it's time consuming.
Have you ever stopped at a roadkill restaurant?
Well, not that I know of. I just don't like mine tenderized that much. But there is one on the list for Las Vegas, and it's called John Mule's Meats and Roadkill Grill, and it's known for its barbecue.
Oh, cool. Now, on these lists that you've looked at, and I know I shouldn't give away free advertising, but is there anything on these lists for Minot, North Dakota?
I haven't seen anything in the travel magazines in recent memory. I know that there are some local ones that are rated highly if you look it up on the internet with the different travel sites, but nothing in the reviews. And there hasn't been one review on Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins for North Dakota, South Dakota, and two other states. So we still got to get them up here.
Yeah, we do.
There's a fair number of good restaurants in town. I mean, every restaurant has its place. If you need fast food, you need a fast eat. But if you want to stop at a restaurant and take your time, there's a lot of good restaurants. But I'm not going to call names out because I might get in trouble.
Yeah. And again, too, what a great idea to make your travel as enjoyable as it can be. And nowadays, I can't drive for 12 hours straight or whatever, mm-hmm. like I used to when I was younger. And so instead of just sitting in the hotel for 10 hours, 8 mm-hmm. hours, mm-hmm. whatever, why not spend a little more time enjoying the road and hitting these restaurants?
Yeah, I'm not young, and I don't do the 800-mile drive anymore. I usually take about 400 to 500 miles, about 450, I suppose, and so I can get some historical sites in, which I like to see, and then I make a point of getting a unique restaurant in there, too.
And I know you like to hike and stuff, too, so all of these fine meals don't go right to your waist.
No, I wear them off real fast.
Now, before we close, I'd just like to, again, go through the sources that you use and what of these sources, I'll have you name them, but what would you say is your favorite source, and then go through the list one more time?
Well, being I'm in Phoenix a lot, I tend to, the Arizona Republic newspaper features restaurants every Wednesday, and they review about a number of restaurants, for instance, restaurants that are known for their seafood, and they'll review them. So I like that when I'm down there. And the other one, Arizona Highways, has some really good ones, and so does Big Sky. And then I also, Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. I can go on the site and read about the places they've been to and broadcast on TV. And I can read the reviews and get some ideas. And it's amazing. You think that's kind of deceptive. Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. There's some very good ethnic group restaurants on there, too. It's not just what it implies. There's more than it really meets the eye there.
Well, cool. Jerry, we've already run out of time. And I'm really looking forward to hearing about your stops on the way back when you get back here.
Well, I might let you know ahead of time.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you very much.